Cirrus confirms former CEO Alan Klapmeyer wants to buy out the jet program. Your TV weatherman has a new eye in space. And Hawker Beechcraft is offering WAS LPV for your 800 XP. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Monday, June 29, 2009. There have been rumors for a while that Cirrus Aircraft Chairman and former CEO Alan Klapmeyer has been looking for capital, although the exact nature of his plan wasn't clear. On Friday, the cat escaped the bag. As first reported by ANN, Klapmeyer confirmed on Friday his intent to try to buy the Cirrus Vision SF-50 program from the company founded by Alan and his brother Dale. Current CEO Brent Wouters also confirmed the news at the 2009 Cirrus Owners and Pilots Association annual convention. Quote, "It is true that Alan requested of the board an opportunity to look at the business," unquote. Wouters hastened to add, however, that having a willing buyer doesn't guarantee a sale. Quote, "One thing that shouldn't be lost on everybody is we don't particularly see the future of Cirrus without the jet. Every last dollar that we have available is going into that R&D program. We think that is an integral part of the future of the business," unquote. Wouters added that keeping the program within Cirrus, funded either using free cash flow or more outside investment, is the most likely scenario. Quote, "And by most likely, I mean very likely," unquote. You can see Wouters' entire response, dated Saturday, at aero-tv.net. NASA and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration launched a new GOES satellite Saturday from Cape Canaveral. GOES stands for Geostationary Operational Environmental Satellite. The GOES series provides nearly continuous imaging and sounding of the atmosphere, which allows forecasters to better measure changes in atmospheric temperature and moisture distributions. The images from these satellites are a staple of your nightly TV weathercasts. The latest GOES left Launch Complex 37 at the Cape at 6:51 p.m. Eastern Time Saturday evening atop a Delta IV rocket. Hawker Beechcraft has announced that its authorized service centers are now taking orders and scheduling installations for Hawker 800 XP owners wishing to upgrade their Rockwell Collins ProLine 21 avionics suites to include capability for WAS LPV. Or Wide Area Augmentation System Localizer Performance with Vertical Guidance. The upgrade adds more than 1,500 LPV approaches, reduces decision altitudes to as low as 200 feet AGL, and visibility minimums to as low as a half mile. It allows the use of GPS as primary means of navigation from takeoff through approach. There was no price included in the announcement. Bill Brown, president of Hawker Beechcraft Global Customer Service and Support, says the model list will grow. Quote, "Over the next year, we plan to have WAS LPV solutions for all ProLine 21 equipped Hawker, King Air, and the Premier One aircraft, as well as a Honeywell NZ2000 solution for the Hawker 800 series," unquote. Up next on ANN, a new study says the FAA needs to rethink its special air tour rules for Hawaii. The NTSB's helicopter EMS report is inconclusive. And just how common are pitot failures on A330s? You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with a sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
Finally, aviation headsets have evolved. Clarity Aloft merges the most advanced technologies from the fields of hearing science, aviation communications, and performance audio. Clarity Aloft headsets use Comply Canal tips, composed of soft, viscoelastic foam, the same foam tips used in advanced hearing aids. The noise-canceling microphone is optimized for speech frequencies in high-noise environments. The low-profile headband is featherweight and comfortable. Just three reasons why you need to feel and hear the difference a Clarity Aloft stereo headset can make for you. For more information, call 612-747-3197 or check out the innovative Clarity Aloft headsets on the web at clarityaloft.com.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for June 29th. I'm Paul Plagg. A new study by researchers from the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health's Center for Injury Research and Policy suggests an FAA measure to make helicopter tour flights in Hawaii safer may have backfired. The FAA issued Special Federal Aviation Regulation 71 in 1994, establishing minimum flight altitudes and clearances from terrain, emphasizing passenger safety precautions, mandating performance plans prior to each flight, and requiring flotation equipment or the wearing of life preservers on flights beyond the shoreline. The result was a 47% decrease in sightseeing crashes, but a higher proportion of crashes have been fatal. The study's author, Ren Halland, recently graduated after conducting the study as an undergraduate research assistant with the center. He blames the higher fatality rate on the higher minimum flight altitudes in the regulation. Quote, crashes that occurred as a result of low visibility, often because of rain, fog, or clouds, increased from 5% to 32% of all air tour helicopter crashes in the 14 years after the new regulation. Our data suggest the FAA should reconsider the rules clause that established a minimum flying altitude of 1,500 feet. As we know, higher altitudes are associated with more cloud cover, unquote. Dr. Dennis Shanahan, a co-author of the study, also pointed out an area not addressed by SFAR 71. Quote, the persistence of mechanical problems and malfunctions is noteworthy, since they were related to the majority of crashes and not addressed by the FAA's 1994 rule. This is an oversight, as many of these problems could be prevented through better mechanic training, closer FAA oversight, and increased emphasis from management on proper and thorough maintenance procedures, unquote. The U.S. National Transportation Safety Board has issued a 35-page report summarizing the findings of a four-day hearing held in February on a rash of helicopter EMS accidents. The overall sense is that a valuable service to the public has experienced a declining safety record of late. A total of 41 witnesses testified, including Helicopter Association International President Matt Zaccaro, as well as representatives from the medical community, emergency services companies, the FAA, and others. Among the findings are that the HEMS accident rate per 100,000 hours has decreased slowly but steadily since 2003, but the fatal crash rate per 100,000 hours rose markedly in 2008. No recommendations were offered in the report, which was the third formal NTSB examination of HEMS. Previous hearings were held in 1998 and 2006. The NTSB is looking into two recent incidents in which Airbus A330s suffered airspeed indicator failures like the one thought to have played a role in the crash of Air France Flight 447 over the South Atlantic on June 1st. USA Today reports the crew of an A330 operated by Northwest Airlines last Tuesday had a pitot-static failure on a flight from Hong Kong to Tokyo, but landed safely. On May 21st, Flight 8091, operated by Brazil's TAM, from Miami to Sao Paulo, encountered a rapid drop in outside temperature while cruising, followed by several abrupt failures. The autopilot disengaged and the crew flew manually on backup instruments for about 5 minutes until the main system recovered. One theory about Flight 447 is that a similar failure may have allowed the crew to enter turbulence at too high a speed, leading to overstressing of the airframe and an in-flight breakup. Still ahead, Qantas delays or cancels half its Dreamliner orders. Virgin Atlantic considers buying Airbus A350s while it waits for Boeing to deliver. And how do you feel about loading your own bags into the cargo hold on your next flight? You're listening to Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways. And you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Monday, June 29th. I'm Paul Plack. Boeing's announcement of yet another delay in the 787 Dreamliner program has been followed by bad news from the plane's largest customer. Qantas has canceled or delayed fully half the Dreamliners it had on order, citing the global economic recession and plummeting demand. Bloomberg reports the airline canceled 15 aircraft scheduled for delivery by 2015 and will delay taking another 15 planes by 4 years. Qantas CEO Alan Joyce said in a Friday statement, quote, Qantas announced its original 787 order in December of 2005, and the operating environment for the world's airlines has clearly changed dramatically since then, unquote. The airline says the changes were not influenced by Boeing's announcement last week of the need to redesign a portion of the composite fuselage. The cancellation is valued at about $3.1 billion. Virgin Atlantic Airways says it's in talks to buy as many as 50 Airbus A350 wide-body aircraft starting in 2014, a decision spurred in part by delays in the 787 Dreamliner. A spokesman for the airline told Reuters last week that the A350 is a strong competitor to the Boeing 787. Of the 10 Airbus A330s the airline is already set to receive by 2012, Virgin Group's Richard Branson told reporters, quote, this will help us with future growth, taking us to new destinations such as Beijing and Vancouver. We've had some good years and have accumulated some cash, unquote. And finally, many airline travelers were annoyed at first with all the new a la carte fees levied by the airlines, starting with extra charges for checked bags. Airline industry research shows we're pretty much past that now, and the fees are just an accepted part of travel. But Ryanair, the low-cost carrier based in Dublin, Ireland, has plans that may take some more getting used to. CEO Michael O'Leary says his airline plans to ban all checked bags, and obviously do without baggage handlers, by allowing passengers to bring all their stuff through security, then load it into the plane's cargo hold themselves before climbing stairs to board the plane. Dow Jones reports security officials overseeing the airports along Ryanair's 800-plus routes have an issue with passengers loading their own bags into the bellies of 737s. Britain requires any person placing cargo into a passenger jet to have completed dangerous goods awareness training. And what about the effect on the backup at the security line? BAA Limited, which operates the major London area airports, currently has no limits on the number of items a customer can bring through security screening lines. But officials fear Ryanair customers may start showing up with bags too large to fit through screening equipment. This story seems plausible, but we should point out it's always hard to tell just what's real with Ryanair. O'Leary has been known to release wild stories to the press on slow news days just to create some free PR. In other developments, O'Leary says he's moving forward with a plan to charge his passengers to use restrooms during flights. But he's scrapping plans for a fat tax on heavy passengers, saying that one would be too hard to administer. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves defines teachable moments and tells us his tactics for making them happen. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, Odeo, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.